Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It's a great day because it's greater than yesterday, which wasn't such a great day for the Republican Party, for the House of Representatives of the United States, or for American institutions generally. We had a Speaker of the House who was driven from his office, the office taken away from him, based on a 4% of the members, his fellow Republican members in the Republican conference in the House. And 96% support from his own party, it wasn't enough to save Speaker Kevin McCarthy. So what happens next? And what do we do to avoid this kind of event from repeating itself? Ari Fleischer has been there. He's been part of every kind of presidential struggle, congressional struggle, changes back and forth and up and down in Washington. He was press secretary for President George W. Bush. And Ari, you have compared what happened yesterday to things that were handled very differently and much better during the time that you were part of the process in Washington. Explain.
Well, change is not new, Michael. I mean, when I was press secretary, Trent Lott was the Senate Majority Leader, Republican senator from Mississippi. And as a result of a bunch of events, he had to resign his position. It was tumultuous, but then he was replaced, and we moved forward. But we moved forward with a disciplined party that also had a 5-vote House majority for George Bush, but they were able to pass legislation and get things done because they stuck together and they recognized the biggest opponents were not each other, but were the Democrats. And they were able to do the job. And the modern Republican Party, with its 5-vote majority in the House, has now succumbed to Matt Gaetz, the power of Matt Gaetz. And what I object to in that is Matt Gaetz is for accomplishing nothing. Absolutely nothing. There used to be a political party called the Know Nothings, and Matt Gaetz wants to lead a modern day party called the Accomplish Nothings. He cannot deliver a pizza. He can't deliver anything without Democratic votes. And that's what he and his 7 rebels did. They threw out a conservative Republican speaker, not a perfect one, but a conservative one. They threw him out with the votes of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and all the Democrats. That's how Matt Gaetz got power.
Ari Fleischer is the author of the new book, Suppression, Deception, Snobbery, and Bias, Why the Press Gets So Much Wrong and Just Doesn't Care. We've posted information about the book on our website at michaelmedved.com. Ari, as I recall, Trent Lott, one of the big issues with him was he had spoken to honor the aging Strom Thurmond, and had implied that Strom Thurmond had deserved support when he ran as a Dixiecrat candidate back in 1948. In other words, he had done something that was wrong. I think one of the things about the situation with Speaker McCarthy is he did something right and actually heroic in preventing our government from shutting down in a totally purposeless government shutdown. And he was punished for that? Does that concern you?
That's why I refer to this new movement of Matt Gaetz as the Accomplish Nothings. This is what they want to do. And the problem is, it is reflective, Michael, of this modern split in the Republican grassroots today. You have people who do think compromise is a dirty word. Even though you only have a 5-vote margin in the House, and you don't control the Senate, you don't control the White House, but you just must never compromise. Force the Senate, force Biden to do it exactly the Republican way. Good luck with that. And if compromise is a dirty word on one side, the other side would like to accomplish deeper cuts, would like to get these things done, but they don't have the votes. The votes aren't there, given the fact that the people elected a Republican House with five votes. So what you end up with is a group of the Republican base that says, burn it down. Let Rome fall. Shut it all down. No aid to Ukraine. Deeper cuts in spending. Eliminate the debt. I don't care. And you have another group that tries to govern and says, okay, great, but we don't have the votes. So what's plan B? And that was really where Kevin McCarthy was in 196, or more than that, Republicans, more than 200 Republicans. You just had eight Republicans who said, "Burn, let Rome burn down." And now Rome is burning.
And what next? What can be done? Because a number of people have commented that right now, apparently, Steve Scalise, the majority leader in the House of Representatives, and Jim Jordan, who's the chairman of the Rules Committee, of the Judiciary Committee in the House, they have both expressed interest in the speakership. Do you expect that there will be others who step forward? Or should people, before they take on the new speakership, demand some changes so that this process doesn't repeat itself?
Yeah, they absolutely have to demand changes. I don't understand why anybody would want to be speaker if any one member can rise and make a motion to vacate to that floor, vacate the speaker's office, and then again they rely on the Democrats. The Democrats will always vote to vacate a Republican speaker, always. So if any one Republican can trigger it, you have now put the House control in the hands mostly of the Democrats. So if I were Jim Jordan or Steve Scalise, both of whom would make excellent, good conservative speakers, I would insist that that be raised to 10 or 20, which is really the way it used to be, and not let any one person have that power.
And in terms of the upcoming election, which will not only determine who's the next president of the United States, but will determine control of the House, the events of the last couple of days have made it much more difficult for the Republicans to add to their majority or maybe even to keep any majority at all, don't you think?
Maybe, maybe not. I do think there are bigger factors at play so long as this gets resolved. But the biggest fear for me for House Republicans is they had that terrible battle in January to get organized and elect a speaker. Now they're going through it again. What's to say it won't happen in 3 or 4 months if Matt Gaetz is upset? What's to say won't happen to the next speaker and the next speaker? We have a rotating set of speakers. And if your philosophy is, I want it all my way, and I don't care that the Senate is Democrat or that Biden's a Democrat, I'm against the Constitution. I just want whatever the House Republicans want to pass to become law. If that's your view, the next speaker is going to be unsuccessful too, because somebody has to compromise. Somebody's got to get into a conference committee with the Senate and cut a deal. Somebody's got to get something that Biden signs. Otherwise, it's nihilism. And our founders did not build a system based on nihilism. They built a system based on principle and eventual compromise. And compromise is not a dirty word. It might be to Matt Gaetz, but Matt Gaetz is part of the Accomplished Nothing Caucus.
Okay, speaking of where there have been real accomplishments, we are now in the midst of the baseball playoffs. Ari, I know you're a dedicated fan. Who's going to make it to the World Series?
Oh, my. I'm such a Yankee fan that this is painful for me that we're not even in the playoffs. I'm probably for the Orioles or the Twins just because we haven't talked about them in so long. So they're kind of my underdog AL teams.
NL?
NL, I don't care. It's the NL. As long as the AL wins, that's all I want.
Okay, well, there you go. It's tough to see past the Atlanta Braves. Fairly formidable. So is Ari Fleischer. His new book, Suppression, Deception, Snobbery, and Bias, Why the Press Gets So Much Wrong and Just Doesn't Care, posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. The Pirates, not of the Caribbean, the Pirates of San Francisco Bay, coming up.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
built just when you thought it couldn't get any better. MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Sure, flowers in your hair will do it in terms of protecting you if you go to San Francisco. There is a crime epidemic in the city by the Golden Gate and throughout the Bay Area, in fact. And it now has included the waters of San Francisco Bay. There's a piece in the New York Post that is actually shocking. It's about the Pirates of San Francisco, who are apparently No, they're not the Pirates of the Caribbean. They don't have that kind of pizzazz. It's not Errol Flynn in The Seahawk or any of those classic pirate movies. It's not Pirates of Penzance. This is the homeless pirates of San Francisco Bay. The piece in the New York Post says houseboat and yacht residents in the San Francisco Bay have sounded off about incidents of piracy skyrocketing by marauders pillaging and plundering their watercraft and even stealing entire boats as the Bay Area faces a crime crisis. Multiple vessels have been stolen and ransacked. Victims had to resort to personally confronting the criminals to recover their property without the benefit of police support. Is this appropriate activity for a 79-year-old senior? That's what one resident told the press as she kayaked over to assist a man who was calling for help Tuesday night. They're yelling, help me, please, please, anybody help me. And I go out there in my kayak with a headlamp, and there's a sailboat drifting down the estuary. And with my kayak, I towed it to shore, said the woman, who did not reveal her name because she was afraid of retaliation from the pirates. The sailor in need was a panicked and terrified young man who said pirates had cut his line during a confrontation. Thieves have been stealing boats or using old abandoned dinghies to board large ships and yachts in the Oakland-Alameda estuary, residents say. If there had been any wind at the time, I wouldn't have been able to go out there and rescue this young man, the woman said. The troubling piracy trend has struck the Alameda Community Sailing Center, where four of their safety boats, which are worth between $25,000 and $35,000 each, had been stolen. This is unreal. The response we received from the Alameda Police Department was they could do nothing to protect us, and a warning not to approach the perpetrators if we located our boats, said a boat owner, Kame Richards. We called them right after it happened, the police department, and they said, wait, we'll send an officer. It's dinner time and there's still no officer. Then they said, oh, they can't help us, and their best advice is to find the boats, but don't approach the perpetrators. That's what they have been faced. They suggest that the police were addressing the piracy complaints with an increase of patrols and efforts to educate the seafaring community. Some residents believe the influx of crime in the Oakland estuary, the channel that separates Oakland from the suburban island community of Alameda, is coming from homeless residents in Oakland. One person voiced their suspicions last month after noticing more small boats tied up around a homeless camp in the city's Union Point Park. Oakland, a city of 433,000, is now home to more than 9,700 homeless people, a 22% increase since before the COVID pandemic. I do think that it's certainly anyone who is in a challenged position without a home of their own will turn to crime when they're desperate, said one commentator. Officer Kaleel Albano said fighting crime out there on the water is tough, as we only have one full-time marine officer, and that's myself. Violent crime in San Francisco altogether has surged 12% last month compared to August of 2022, according to statistics from the San Francisco Police Department, with robbery up a whopping 31%. This is clearly not going well, and it's one of the reasons that London Breed, who is the mayor of San Francisco right now, is facing a very tough re-election battle with the very real prospect that it may be like the situation in Chicago, where Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, got replaced by someone even more left-wing than her. And London Breed apparently is, at least in San Francisco terms, fairly moderate. And she may be defeated by someone even further to the left. Speaking of further to the left and craziness associated with it, there is a new poll that shows that a shocking number of French citizens support banning people from flying more than four times in a lifetime due to climate change. A poll from research firm Consumer Science and Analytics Institute, CSA, found that 41% of French citizens would support that kind of legal limit. That number rose to 59% among younger people, 18 to 24 years old. The suggested limit proposed by engineer Jean-Marc Jancovici would apply to air travel for business and pleasure. The poll surveyed 1,000 French residents over the age of 18. It found that support for air travel restrictions was far higher among younger age groups. Can you imagine agreeing to limit your lifetime air flights to four times?
How dare you!
While a majority opposed the four-flight lifetime limit of 64%, 64% of the respondents said they would be willing to limit their air travel in the near or medium term to combat climate change. Climate activists across the globe have pushed for wide-ranging restrictions aimed at reducing carbon emissions, from limiting car travel to banning plastic straws. Okay, what this indicates is one of many, many reasons we should say every day, thank God I'm an American. Can you imagine supporting the government limiting your ability to fly to one place or another based on a lifetime? Limiting you to... What if you've already used up your four lifetime flights? It's bizarre. Americans are different in our expectations, our demands, and our commitment to our liberties. We'll be right back.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
Whoa, how gross and evil is that?
It's The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The ousting of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has sparked a flurry of contenders vying for his position. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana officially entered the race today. The Biden administration is forgiving $9 billion in student loan debt for 125,000 borrowers. President Biden highlighting the positive impact on individuals in the economy.
It means they can go and get their lives in order. They can think about buying a house. They can start a business. They can be starting a family.
The decision follows the recent resumption of federal student loan payments after a three-year COVID-related pause. A frenzy of Powerball excitement has swept across America. The jackpot for tonight's drawing stands at a staggering $1.2 billion. That carries a cash value exceeding $551 million. This places it as the third largest jackpot in Powerball history. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm, of course, deeply honored to receive the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we not only have the recurrence of piracy, of stealing legally owned craft that belonged to somebody else in the waters of San Francisco Bay, we have the prospect of something else that brings us back into the past, and it may not be a past that we really want to go back to, a war with Mexico. Is that what we need? There's a piece by Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swan in the New York Times. And it points out that the first time Donald Trump talked privately about shooting missiles into Mexico to take out drug labs, as far as his former aides can recall, was in early 2020. And the first time those comments became public was when his second defense secretary, Mark Esper, who's been a guest on the show a couple of times, wrote in his memoir that Mr. Trump had raised with him and asked if the United States could make it look as if some other country was responsible for sending missiles against the drug labs of the cartels. Mr. Esper portrayed the idea as ludicrous and dangerous.
Excuse me?
Yeah. On the presidential campaign trail and on the GOP debate stage in California last week, nearly every Republican candidate has been advocating versions of a plan to send U.S. special operations troops into Mexican territory to kill or capture drug cartel members and destroy their labs and distribution centers. And which is fine, which is obviously an appropriate thing to do if we're working in cooperation with the Mexican authorities. We've done that in Colombia. We actually made real success against the crack cocaine epidemic and the other import of drugs into this country by giving incentives and working together with the Colombian military against some of those drug labs and the cartels that were operating there. But to do this against the will of the Mexican government is incredibly dangerous, don't you think? On Capitol Hill, Republican lawmakers have drafted a broad authorization for the use of military force against cartels, echoing the war powers that Congress gave former President George W. Bush before the invasion of Afghanistan. That went well. And Iraq. They have also pushed for designating Mexican cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, a related idea Mr. Trump flirted with as president but backed off after Mexico hotly objected. Now, if Mr. Trump returns to the White House in 2025, he has vowed he will push for the designations and he will immediately deploy special operations troops and naval forces to, as he put it, declare war on the cartels. The plans have angered officials in Mexico. Its president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has denounced the proposal as outrageous and unacceptable. It has been more than a century since the United States sent military personnel into Mexico without the Mexican government's assent. Mexico has a bitter history with American interference. Much of the southwestern United States, of course, was part of Mexico before the United States took it by force in the middle of the 19th century. To this day, Mexico generally does not allow U.S. agents with guns to carry out operations on its soil, in contrast to other Latin American countries that have agreed to join operations with the Drug Enforcement Administration and invited the American government to help train, equip, and assist their own security forces. Now, there's a big election coming up. There will be a new president of Mexico, but neither of the two candidates, both of whom are women, by the way, are likely to agree to accepting a U.S. invasion of Mexico. And one of the things that they don't mention in this article, but it seems to me incredibly obvious, if there is a great deal of fighting going on in Mexico, on Mexican territory, it will only increase the number of desperate people who are leaving Mexico and trying to come to the United States. In other words, if there are Republicans who are actually calling for what would be a war against Mexico, first of all, it's economically disastrous. Mexico is our second largest, I may be our largest trading partner. The economies are interlocked. And if we are involved in a war situation with Mexico, and what about the Republicans, and there are some, who are bitterly worried and opposed to the war in Ukraine. But the war in Ukraine, it's the other side that did an unprovoked invasion. You could say, well, this invasion has been provoked because the Mexicans can't get control of their cartels. All right, so offer them help to get rid of the cartels, which would benefit Mexico a great deal. The idea has taken a life of its own on Capitol Hill. More than 20 House Republicans have proposed co-sponsored legislation that would enact a broad authorization for the use of military force against 9 named cartels. The proposed authorization for a war would end after 5 years. And how many hundreds of thousands of more desperate immigrants and destruction to our economy with a country that's right next door? The proposed authorization for war would end after 5 years unless Congress enacted a new bill to extend the war beyond 5 years. Can you imagine? But its otherwise loose nature resembles the broad war authorizations Congress enacted after the 2001 terrorist attacks and ahead of the 2003 Iraq war. Here's another problem. Right now we have a recruiting problem for the U.S. military. It's a profound problem. We talked about this with the Secretary of Defense, former Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper. And right now, Latino Americans are overrepresented among recruits. They are more likely to enlist in our peacetime army than any other ethnic group. And, okay, so what happens there? You're going to be taking Mexican Americans or Americans from other Hispanic countries and sending them to war in Mexico? Really? As Mexico heads to a historic presidential election next year, when voters are expected to choose between two leading candidates who are women, whoever gets elected will most likely need to handle the tensions created by the war talk in the Republican Party. Rather than threats, we should work in a smart way, said Xochitl Galvez, a Mexican senator who's been chosen as the opposition's candidate and has openly rejected Mr. López Obrador's security strategy, adding that the hugs have been for the criminals and the bullets for the Mexican citizens. Okay, so you can work with someone like that. And she is certainly the least leftist of the two candidates that are coming forward. But Ms. Galvez has also criticized the American proposals to invade Mexico. Well, what do you think? And called for shared and responsible cooperation. We can't keep blaming each other, she said. Honestly, is a war with Mexico what we need right now? Well, I guess the idea would be, well, it'll unite the people. We'll be right back.
Your champions for free market reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
You don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight this 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, it's hard to see how anyone can think what has just happened in the House of Representatives with the Speaker being driven from office with a united vote against him by the Democrats in the House and 8 Republicans out of 222 who serve in the House also voting against Speaker McCarthy. That was the end of him. What does it mean politically? How is it a victory for anyone? That's one of the questions that was asked about of President Biden. He was asked about Speaker McCarthy today, and he answered the question about the fact that he hasn't spoken directly to McCarthy in a while. This is clip 10.
The two of you haven't spoken directly in a long time. Why is that? And are you committed to engaging more regularly with the next House Speaker?
We had 2 agreements we shook hands with on. And I assumed he was working with, I knew he was working with the Democrats in the House and Senate. It wasn't for me to do anything. If he wanted to talk to me, I was available. I'm available to whomever wants to talk to me. But the idea that I was going to somehow convince McCarthy to change his view was not reasonable.
Okay, the question was, it wasn't changing McCarthy's view, Mr. President. If President Biden had urged, even 10 out of 212 Democrats in the House of Representatives, if he had urged even 10 of them to vote present or not to vote against McCarthy, he would still be Speaker. And it probably would have been better for the President of the United States and for the country at large. He also was asked about the impact of funding on the future of Ukraine, because remember the last deal that McCarthy made, the deal for a continuing resolution, had taken out the $6 billion beforehand that had been included in federal spending packages for immediate relief for the Ukrainians and to help them buy ammunition. Here's President Biden on that messed up situation, clip 11.
The disarray on Capitol Hill after your conversation with allies yesterday worry you that you won't be able to deliver the aid that the U.S. has promised to Ukraine?
It does worry me, but I know there are a majority of members of the House and Senate in both parties who have said that they support funding Ukraine. With your, I'm going to be announcing very shortly a major speech I'm going to make on this issue and why it's critically important for the United States and our allies that we keep our commitment.
And then he spoke about dysfunction and the fact that the situation in Washington seems to be suddenly chaotic. Clip 12.
Mr. President, are you also concerned about the rest of your domestic and foreign policy initiatives being imperiled because of what we saw happen yesterday, the dysfunction in Congress, the chaos that we saw on the House side? Does that concern you in any way?
The dysfunction always concerns me. The programs that we have argued over, we passed bipartisanly, I'm not concerned that they're going to all of a sudden come in and try to undo them. Although there will be some. There will be some, I'm sure. There's half a dozen or more extreme MAGA Republicans who would like to eliminate just about everything I've done. But I don't think that's going to get there.
And Nancy Mace, who is one of those elite eight, if you will, who voted against Kevin McCarthy and continuing his speakership. Nancy Mace is a Republican from South Carolina, and she'd been considered something of a rising star in Republican circles. But after yesterday, where she was the only Republican with a claim to a status as a mainstreamer or a moderate, as opposed to people who are part of the Rage Caucus, she made this explanation about why she ended up voting against Kevin McCarthy, which sounds to me surprisingly personal. This is clip 13A, Nancy Mace.
I tell you, as a woman, I have been fighting for women's rights before I ever came to Congress. And when Roe v. Wade was overturned, I continued that fight. And I've made deals with Kevin McCarthy, with the Speaker, that he has not kept to help women in this country. And we have done nothing for them. And I come from South Carolina. When you shake my hand and you make a promise and you don't keep it, there are consequences to those actions. And as a woman who has been fighting my party on this issue to be made promises that we're going to work to get women greater access to birth control, and we don't do it, and now we're 10 months in and we don't have time to do it, or as a survivor of rape, and I worked all year on a rape kit bill that hasn't seen the time of day, I cannot tell you how frustrating that is as a woman in this conference, in this Capitol, to have that happen. Like, if you make a promise, you should keep it. And if you promise women you're going to help them, then you damn well better do it. So as a fiscal conservative, I'm angry. As a woman, I am deeply frustrated. And I just, you know, that is the consequence of that behavior. And I want the American people to trust the Speaker. When the Speaker makes a promise to either side of the aisle, they ought to keep it.
Okay, on the abortion issue, what she seems to be talking about is that she was angry at Speaker McCarthy because he followed the wishes of the overwhelming majority of the Republican Congress, which is not to have a new bill guaranteeing national abortion rights. In other words, to have a legislative version of Roe v. Wade. And the fact that he held off putting that up for a vote that would probably have been lost by conservatives and lost by the Republican majority, it doesn't seem to me means that he was unqualified to be Speaker representing the majority of his caucus, which voted for him 96%, really. Meanwhile, you may vote for a critically acclaimed movie that is just now released yesterday on DVD and Blu-ray. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A young actress named Amber Midthunder plays a Comanche maiden 300 years ago, using her remarkable skills as a hunter to face down an alien predator that has landed on Earth in Prey. Now streaming on Hulu.
There's something out there. I'm coming with you.
You can't.
I'm trying to protect you.
Protect me from what?
This is the fifth installment of the popular Predator series, and the scientific elements, despite skillful special effects, are among the least convincing parts of the movie. What works much better is a haunting, respectful recreation of Native American life in the sparsely settled interior of the Raw Continent. The young and effective cast is almost entirely Native American, but a particularly charismatic canine star not only helps to save the day, but manages to steal the show. Rated R for sometimes eerie and disturbing violence, this is an impressive calling card for rising director Dan Trachtenberg. 2.5 stars for Prey. And speaking of Prey and prayer, which party has the advantage on issues at a time when both parties are deeply disliked? This, according to a new Gallup poll, will tell you who is using the issues to most advantage next time on the Medved Show. And there is a new Pew survey that shows that most Americans favor maximum age limits for federal officials and Supreme Court justices. Does that amount to ageism, or has the time come for compulsory retirement? We'll have Andy McCarthy, former prosecutor, legal expert, talking about Trump's trial, where it's going, and what it means. And why is President Trump attending so regularly? It's not required that he do so. We'll also be speaking with David Frum about fantasy colliding with reality for the GOP. Is that the essence of the problem with Republican leadership? He says that it is. And then we'll also be talking about a new Gallup poll, a shocker, that shows that support for third party in the United States has soared up to 63% who would like to see that kind of party functioning this coming year. That would be a very major change for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.